a decision from the World Trade Organization could open the door to offshore internet gambling in the United States. The WTO has ruled that U.S. laws prohibiting online betting violate global trade pacts. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that if the ruling stands, the U.S. would be forced to either change its gambling laws or face trade sanctions.
Last year, the Caribbean island nation of Antigua filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization. Antigua alleged that U.S. laws, which prohibit Americans from gambling in offshore internet casinos, amounted to an unfair trade barrier. Antigua's interest lies in protecting internet gambling outfits that have set up shop there, and yesterday, the WTO ruled in Antigua's favor. The U.S. will fight to overturn the decision, says U.S. Trade Representative spokesman Richard Mills.
We intend to appeal, and we will argue vigorously that this deeply flawed panel report must be corrected by the WTO appellate body.
Mills argues the WTO has misinterpreted the agreements that gave it the authority to regulate trade and services. He says the Clinton administration negotiated exemptions for gambling.
We believe that the commitments and services that were made by the Clinton administration clearly intended to exclude gambling.
When these agreements were signed in 1995, internet gambling hardly existed. Fast forward 9 years, and Americans are waging an estimated $2.5 billion a year online. This is despite restrictions that make many forms of internet gaming illegal. Dave Schwartz is assistant professor of gaming studies at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says this WTO ruling illustrates that limiting the online gambling phenomenon is becoming more difficult.
The WTO court felt that gaming was a form of trade, form of commerce that could be sent across borders like anything else. And I think that's the most significant part of the case.
Laws forbidding electronic gambling go back to the 1960s Wire Acts, which restricted electronic sports wagering, and Congress is currently attempting to update laws for the internet age. Critics of the World Trade Organization say the ruling handed down on internet gambling interferes with internal U.S. decisions on how to proceed. Lori Wallach directs Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. She says this case will certainly become fodder for free trade opponents, and she predicts the decision will backfire.
Whatever damage that does in the U.S., it boomerangs back on the WTO because it's a wake-up call one more time about the WTO's ability to undermine American voters and our Congress's control over our own policies.
This need not happen if U.S. negotiators are aggressive in their appeal, argues Bob Fisher. He's a former U.S. trade negotiator. He explains if he were appealing this case, he'd argue for what's known among trade negotiators as a morals exemption.
Well, what it says is governments are free to impose restrictions necessary to protect public morals.
It may not be a rock-solid argument, given that in the U.S., gambling is used to finance everything from schools to football stadiums. But Fisher says internet gambling is still illegal.
We don't allow our people to do it. The WTO, in essence, is asking us to do something for other countries that we don't even allow our own people to do.
The U.S. will begin the appeals process once the WTO releases a final report on the ruling in the coming weeks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.